is it allowed to judge a non-hijabi woman? As a matter of fact, is it allowed to judge anyone that commits a major sin? Brothers and sisters in Islam, the answer is yes and no. Listen to this very carefully. There is the apparent and there is the hidden. What we are allowed to judge of any person who sins in public is the apparent. And by the way, when we judge what is apparent, this is not a personal judgment. This is exactly what Allah Azza wa Jalla has judged. So if we see a sinner in public and we condemn this sin and we say that this is a major sin, this is disobedience to Allah Azza wa Jalla, then that would be fine. That is judging by the apparent, and that is something that Allah Azza wa Jalla has already ruled and judged. What is not allowed is to judge the hidden, which is the state of the heart of that sinner. That is forbidden. Such as if I was to see a non-hijabi woman, or if I was to see someone drinking alcohol in public, or if I was to see someone with a boyfriend or a girlfriend, I see they are committing a major sin. That is disobedience to Allah. But what I am not allowed to judge is the hidden. So I am not allowed to say, such a person does not fear Allah. Such a person does not love Allah and His Messenger. Such a person does not have iman and does not have taqwa. This is a forbidden type of judgment. Because how do you know? This is something inside the heart. You have no clue at all. You don't even know your own state of iman. You don't even know if you're genuine in your love to Allah and His Messenger. So how can you then judge people's love of Allah and His Messenger? So that's why we're going to say, in brief, the apparent we may judge, because that's what Allah judged. If someone is listening to music, we're going to say, this is disobedience to Allah and His Messenger. No problems. But we're not going to say, this person does not love Allah and His Messenger. This person doesn't fear Allah. That would be forbidden. That type of judgment is haram, and we avoid that type of judgment. Wallahu a'lam. Inshallah ta'ala, the topic has become a matter that has been clarified for all of us. Jazakum Allahu khairan.